and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door. Welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, he's back for a third week in a row, is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you today?
Yeah, what's up? I'm back. Oh yeah, it's good to be back. Baby, I'm back.
Oh, wow, I mean that's...
Baby, come back. That was, yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, no, it was just my attempt to be excited about talking to you. Yeah, I'm always excited too, but just trying to psych myself up for Three's Company.
Oh, yeah, now I get where you're coming from. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Because if I'm not mistaken, after our discussion last week, this is the season 7 premiere.
You are correct. Season 7, Episode 1, A Night Not to Remember. After a night of drinking, Jack wakes up in bed with Janet and can't remember the night before. Cameron, what did you think of A Night Not to Remember?
I was wondering if they... My first thought was, have they cut the budget? Have they lost money? I'm thinking Season 7, it's kind of like, you know, They're really getting into it now, and surely the show has grown significantly as far as, you know, fan base and popularity. I felt like compared to the episodes that I've been watching, that I've been seeing, that have sort of really, it just felt like a weaker version of Jack high on drugs, right? So it's just Jack completely shit-faced, and the build-up to get to that scenario felt kind of like so awkward. Like, in what world would Jack be going? Sorry, would Janet be taking somebody with her on this like work date? And why would this guy want to pay for them all? And the whole thing was just kind of like convoluted. But I was there for it because I'm ready for I've grown so accustomed to these sort of far-fetched scenarios that eventually land in some sort of comedic payoff. So long story long, I laughed at times, but it wasn't one of my favorite episodes. Not going to lie. I have to be honest here. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting take.
I don't know. Why? What's the deal? Is this your favorite episode of all time? Did I just shit all over it?
No, this is one of the few episodes that I do not like at all.
Yeah, I think the title is very, it should be an episode not to remember. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I also feel like, would Jack be that upset about potentially sleeping with Janet?
None of it made any sense.
For 6 years, he's joked about it.
None of it made sense.
The only thing that has stopped him was Janet.
And also,
like, he doesn't, you know, he is very famously like, a very sex forward, like, womanizer, not in like a derogatory way, but he's always like on the prowl. Do you know what I mean?
I also thought it was an odd reaction when he got, you know, mortified that he had, him and Janet went to bed together, slept together, because what are you mortified about? Did you think you raped her? Because he said, I took advantage of her. So do you think you raped her?
Right. That was the weird vibe I was getting.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure it out.
I didn't like it. I really didn't like this episode. In fact, watching it to a certain point, I thought I had only seen it maybe once or twice before, but I have probably seen it maybe a dozen or two dozen times in reality. But it's just because it's so god-awful bad of an episode, I guess I choose to not remember it very well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also, they were just, there were a lot of, you know, plot points and, you know, issues with the story that I had that I tried to forget, because I'm used to doing that with this show, in order to focus on, you know, as you have instructed me over the course of watching the show, to not worry about those things and focus on the laughs, right? So that's what I was trying to do. But where were Janet and Jack alone in the room together?
Because I think Terry was doing...
Where did Terry go?
I think she was doing an overnight shift at the hospital.
Did they say that and I just missed it?
Okay, so I actually rewatched the beginning and I couldn't hear her say that. But that's what I'm going to assume, that she was at the hospital on an overnight shift.
Okay.
It's the only way around that she doesn't show up in the middle of the night and kick Jack out of the room.
I just felt like there were, I feel like we want to start the season off with a bang, and they were just kind of, I don't know, it just, the whole thing felt like a bit of an afterthought, like they cobbled it all together.
I think it was
last minute.
I think it was because they had such a success with Up in the Air from last season, when he got kind of drunk and high when they flew to that island and he put the plant on his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sort of what I was talking about. It just felt like a very cheap and like bad redux of that episode.
Well, that's where I think they were thinking is like, that worked for us. Let's start the season off with something very similar. That'll be an automatic bang and away to the races we are with season 7. But reality is, I think they fell short of what they were aiming for, and you are left forever with a terrible opening episode for a wonderful season 7.
Oh, sorry. A what season 7?
Wonderful season 7. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah.
Implying that it gets better from here.
Better from here.
Well, I guess this sets the bar pretty low. It can't really get... I mean, it can get worse, but I doubt it could get that much worse.
Well, I mean, in terms of, you know, the laughs that you were able to kind of siphon out of this episode...
I did. It was, it was all just, it was all just Jack's physical comedy, right? Like, I was laughing out loud the most when he was in Janet's bed and he refused to sleep unless he got to hold the vase.
That was funny, but I found the funniest part of the episode, if we have to focus on what was good, was when Furley was overhearing Larry and Jack talk in the kitchen, and just the camera just static on his facial expressions was really, really cool to see. Just where, you know, how many facial expressions Don Knotts has in his arsenal. And it's always, all it is a static shot on his face, and it's a close-up.
Yeah.
And that's enough to anchor, you know, the whole scene.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know what it was. Usually Furley is like I'm a big Furley fan. Yeah. You know, Team Furley, hashtag, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call fans of Furley? If there were fans of Furley in today's cultural milieu, what would they be called?
Fans of Furley.
You think so? That simple?
Foff.
Foff. So I'm a Foff, right? But I didn't get that scene. I got it, but I didn't get it. It didn't land for me. And I don't know if it's just like his facials were great. Obviously,
that was all I was saying. Like everything else about that scene was just a tired ploy they've done in every episode, really.
Yeah, but it didn't even like I would have even been like a bit more on board with it if they were more explicit with what they were saying with regards to what Jack and because I'm guessing the implication was that Jack and Larry slept together, right?
Sure.
But it just, the language they were using was so, like it didn't make, like it didn't lend itself to painting that picture. And it felt like his reactions were way over the top for what he was hearing. Like he walked in on a random conversation, and I don't know. It just felt super forced. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
it was just like these piecemeal things of just like, these are things like elements of episodes in the past that have worked. Let's tape them up together and, you know, hope it lands. And I don't think it did.
Yep. I agree. I can't argue any way out of this. This is a terrible episode.
Delete.